Lord Hornblower by C.S. Forrester. Read by Christian Rodzka. Chapter 1. The chapel stall of carved oak on which Sir Horatio Hornblower was sitting was most uncomfortable, and the sermon which the Dean of Westminster was preaching was deadly dull. Hornblower fidgeted like a child, and like a child he peered round the chapel and at the congregation to distract his mind from his physical troubles. Over his head soared the exquisite fan tracery of what Hornblower soberly decided was the most beautiful building in the world. There was something mathematically satisfactory in the way the spreading patterns met and remet, a sort of inspired logic. The nameless workmen who'd done that carving must have been far-sighted creative men. The sermon was still going on, and Hornblower feared that when it was finished there would be some more singing, more of those high-pitched noises from the surpliced choir boys which would distress him painfully again, more painfully than the sermon or the oaken stall. This was the price he had to pay for having a ribbon and star to wear, for being a knight of the most honourable order of the Bath. As he was known to be on sick leave in England, and fully convalescent, he could not possibly evade attendance at this, the most important ceremonial of the order. Certainly the chapel looked effective enough, the dull sunshine which made its way through the windows being reflected and multiplied into a soul-stirring glow by the knight's crimson mantles and flashing orders. There was at least this to be said for this pomp and vanity. It was certainly beautiful in a strange, effective way, even without regard to historical associations. Maybe the stall on which he sat...